first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Barbara Yates practices an ancient art as a solution to the cost of living.
Years ago, when I quit my day job to pursue my dream of becoming an artist, I realized I would have to make radical changes to my lifestyle. To lessen my dependency on money, I began to practice the ancient art of barter. I've bartered for everything, even airline tickets and mechanical work. I have no medical or dental insurance, but in exchange for my art, I've had extensive dental work done, including crowns and root canals. And I once traded photographic portraits of a doctor's family for his medical services. My favorite is setting up barters that involve free room and utilities. One time, I worked as a private secretary 2 days a week for a real estate investor in Bel Air, California, in exchange for a small wage and a sweet little apartment in a wing of his house. Since then, I've been artist in residence at several parks and Zen centers while recycling dead trees into sculptures for them. Lately, I've been doing long-term caretaking of properties. This has landed me in spectacularly beautiful places with my rent, utilities, and depending on the situation, food, salaries, and use of vehicles and swimming pools as part of the deal. When I travel, I always seem to find great work exchanges. I think it's the best way to visit any place, as you really get to know the people. In the summer of 2007, I spent 4 months traveling around the Northwest, and by bartering, I didn't have to pay for a single night stay during the whole time. If I can do it, anyone can do it. And with networking on the internet, it's easy.
As a barterer, Barbara Yates is able to practice her sculpting, writing, and traveling. If you have an opinion or a story to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.